The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. I'm so grateful, blessed, and honored that you're here. The most intellectually mature audience in all of podcast land and me. Here we go. Today, Tanya Joy Gibson is with us. You need to look her up, an up-and-coming podcaster. Her show, Beauty for Ashes. Look it up. She's on Rumble and other places, Facebook, Telegram. She's on Truth Social. Tanya Joy Gibson, Beauty for Ashes. She's here. She's going to talk about becoming an American state national. What does that mean? What's the process? We're going to give you the Reader's Digest version for all of that. Also, I introduced Dr. Simone Gold last night at an event in Kansas City. I'm going to talk a little bit about that. And I'm going to talk about the hope that is there because of divine providence in this republic. No more will we have patience for the kook myths that are out there, these theories that take us away from the reality of false hope, and offer false hope, but we're going to offer real hope. All of that and much more on this edition of The Right Side with Doug Billings. Are you ready? Let's go.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Thanks for watching us all across the planet and across the fruited plain of the United States, coming to you from smack dab in the middle of the American Republic, sharing with you intellectual maturity and dispelling the kook myths and the nonsense that's out there. Today, I'm excited. We have a real special guest on the program today, an up-and-coming podcaster who you need to follow, Tanya Joy Gibson. Her show, Beauty for Ashes, making a big splash in the podcast world out there. And make sure that you look her up. Tanya Joy Gibson, Beauty for Ashes is her show, and she'll be here today in just a bit. So, ladies and gentlemen, as I look at the landscape of what's happening out there, want to again focus on the fact that there is real hope in America, real hope. This American Republic, this American experiment founded by God and documented by men is not on her deathbed. We are fine. We're in a nightmare. Now, the good news is, of course, as I've said before, we wake up from nightmares and we're waking up from this one. The great awakening that's happening right now in the United States of America is second to none. The divine providence of God stirring among us, waking us up, bringing people to the conservative side and pointing out to them the flaws, the immorality of the liberal left. The radical liberal left is nothing more, my friends, than a coalition of immorality. They are not an American political party any longer. The Democratic Party of John F. Kennedy, the Democratic Party of Bill Clinton. Heck, the Democratic Party of Barack Obama doesn't exist anymore. And I've told you this before. Last night, I had the honor of introducing Dr. Simone Gold in a tour stop that she's on with America Frontline Doctors. She was in Kansas City, Kansas last night, and I was on stage with her and her creative director, John Strand. A fantastic event. And there is hope, my friends. You know, we met in a church, and it reminded me, for those of you who have been to Boston, for example, if you've been to Boston and you have done what they call the Freedom Walk, there are a series of footprints on the sidewalks downtown Boston, red, white, and blue footprints. You can choose your path. Each color, the red, the white, or the blue footprints, takes you through a different portion of the Freedom Tour. And I was there about a decade or so ago. I can't remember what color of footprints I followed, but I went on the Freedom Tour, and you walk by, you know, the houses of the founding fathers, where they stayed. You go through and you stop at the buildings where they discussed the founding documents, where they debated, where they had discussion and collaborated together, motivated, inspired each other. They met together as patriots. And it hearkened me to these Reawaken America tours that Clay Clark and General Flynn sponsor, and of which I'm honored to be part. This is exactly what patriots do. And we have done. We gather together to motivate, inspire, and educate one another so that we can go back home to our local communities and do just exactly what our founding documents, and in fact, our God calls us to do, to get involved as we, the people, in the managing, running, and leadership of this republic. You see, that's it. We, the people, are the managers. We're the stewards of this republic. The military is not the steward or the manager of this republic. Neither is any particular president, any president. It's we the people. And on our side, as you go through the Freedom Walk there in Boston, it dawned on me last night that these buildings where the founding fathers met, where George Washington, Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, Alexander Hamilton, you name it, where they met where they discussed the foundation of this republic was in churches. Churches. This is where they gathered. And last night we were in a church. And thank God that there's pastors like Pastor Jeff Click at Hope Family Church in Kansas City, Kansas, who have the guts to allow people to come in and talk about freedom, about liberty, about this republic. We need more pastors like Pastor Jeff. We need more priests and rabbis like him who are willing to open up their doors and have discussion and debate and to motivate, inspire, and educate the people of this republic. And as I was talking to the congregation, they were so, before I went on and before I began the speech, they're so hungry for hope. And the thing about hope is we have to be real about it. We have to engage in what is real, tangible evidence and proof. These theories that are out there, ladies and gentlemen, although they're brilliant and they're great pieces of fiction, page turners, they really are. They're great. They do nothing for the ultimate acquisition of truth. Nothing. Show me where anything about Devo takes place that's real. The military is in charge. President Trump is still pulling the strings. No real harm is going to come to us. Just hang on and wait. This is what the theory of some of these, this is what, that's the plot. That's the theory behind the theory of some of these kook fringe ideas that are out there. Thankfully, the people that believe in that stuff are this much of the movement of truth and of conservatism. They make a lot of noise when you disagree with them, and we can take those arrows and those slings. But the pursuit of truth means that we engage in reality. And when we look around at this country, the reality is millions of people are coming to our side because of the intensity of the nightmare that Administrator Biden and the Commune Socialist Party have thrust upon us. There are no more, as I have reminded you time and time again, there are no more Democrats in the elected class, with the exception of maybe Joe Manchin. I'll give you that. A true Democrat who believes in God, who's pro-life, who stands up to the radical left agenda that is prevalent in today's elected class. By and large, they're all commune socialists, blending communism and socialism together. And, you know, you look at somebody like Elon Musk, Twitter on fire the other day, just absolutely reeling because Elon Musk claimed that he's going to be voting Republican for the first time in his life in these upcoming midterm elections. Now, I'm not, you know, Elon Musk is not, he's not one of us. He's not a true conservative. He's no one to pin any kind of real hope on. He's got his own issues that are not good with regards to his agenda. However, he illustrates what's happening across this country. Millions of people looking around and saying, wait a minute, the Democratic Party doesn't even exist anymore. It's left me. It's become the Commune Socialist Party. And millions of people, millions of them, my friends, are coming to our side because they're looking around and they're thinking, this isn't what I signed up for. This is not what I voted for. John and Jane Doe on the streets of Boston, on the streets of Kansas City, Kansas, on the streets of Sacramento, California, wherever, are saying, uh-uh, no more. This is ridiculous. So it cracks me up. I mean, liberal heads explode because of what one man says. And he's right. The Democratic Party simply hasn't existed for quite some time. He said the other day, I voted overwhelmingly for Democrats historically, overwhelmingly. This is from Elon Musk the other day. Like, I'm not sure. I might never have voted for a Republican, just to be clear. But now this election, I will, he said. So Tesla's CEO and the Twitter wannabe buyer, and it's yet to be seen if he actually does end up buying Twitter. He provided some insight into the reasoning for his political switch, claiming that Democrats aren't necessarily controlled by the people, but by special interests, which is true. Now, Republicans have issues. Some Republicans have issues with that also, to be totally honest. And he went on to say the issue here is that the Democratic Party is overly controlled by the unions and by trial lawyers, particularly the class action lawyers. That's what Elon Musk said. And he said, and generally, if you see something that's not in the interest of the people on the Democrat side, it's going to come because of unions, which is just another form of a monopoly, and from the trial lawyers. And he gave a little zinger to Republicans as well when he said that their side problems come from corporate evil and religious zealotry. Now, religious zealotry, yeah, there's a few people on our side that have religious zealously. I'll give him that. One man in particular who's on Telegram quite a bit. He's nothing more than a modern day scribe or Pharisee, continually bloviating about his relationship with Jesus. Look, we all admit that the relationship with Jesus is the primary goal in this life, that through that relationship, we reach our ultimate destiny. But to be able to constantly throw that out there, nothing more than a scribe or a Pharisee. It's like, hey, dig me because of my relationship with Jesus. It's crazy and it's kooky. So that's what I think Elon is talking about. Those people. It's not you and me, the common John and Jane Doe on the street who believe in God and pursue their religious faith earnestly and sometimes in private. There's a time to evangelize, and there's most of the time it's a private affair. So that news that Musk votes Republican is a significant earmark for what is happening by the millions around this country. So folks, in the midterms this year, seismic shift, look for it. Real hope. We're going to gain 50 to 60 seats in the Congress, 5 or 6 in the Senate. Real hope out there. I hope you give yourself permission to believe it. I'll have some more thoughts about the overall state of the of affairs in America when I come back from this short break. And later in the show, Tanya Joy Gibson with us. Stay with me. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hey everybody, welcome to the set of The Right Side with Doug Billings, where I am now less, and less is more. Since August 1st, I'm down 62 pounds, and now here we are well after Christmas, and I want to share this with you. I feel called to share it with you. I think that we all need to be the best version of ourselves if we're going to engage in the fight to save this republic from the grips of commie-socialism. And so I want to talk to you today about the right side of health. Send your name and ask for information about how I lost 62 pounds since August. Text your name to 913-428-0777. 913-428-0777. Or if you'd like, go to www.rightsidehealth.us. Rightsidehealth.us. Both will get you to the place you need to be. Look at these before and after pictures that have been up there. Unbelievable. I had to get there and before I got here. And so if you're faced with that kind of before situation, there is an after, and it's right there at the right side of health. Ladies and gentlemen, God bless you. Cheers. Hi, everybody. Hey, the Blaze team. Blaze.team on the web, okay? If you need a website of any size, if you need a new one, or if your current one needs to be revamped, if you need an Android or iOS application for yourself or your business, this is the team for you, the Blaze team. They can be found easily. Blaze.team. Punch it in the URL address bar of your browser and go find them. Engineers, consultants, graphic designers, graphic artists, they can develop any size of project for you, whether it's website or an Android or iOS application, whatever it may be, no project too big or too small. The Blaze team, skilled in every conceivable application of web and application development for you. In a nutshell, they can do it all, from the creation, the setup, and the all-important hosting of your website. Simply type in blaze.team in your browser, and off you go. Or you can email them at reach@blaze.team. Ladies and gentlemen, they're top shelf. Trust me. Believe it. Cheers. Holy hydrogen, everybody. Holyhydrogen.com, promo code Doug, $100 off. Why? Molecular hydrogen. Hydrogen gas infused water from a machine no larger than an average coffee maker, right there on your countertop in your kitchen. I use it. It helps. Diabetes. It helps. Cancer cells even been shown to be reduced by hydrogen gas. It also helps with brain fog. You have inflammation. It helps reduce the inflammation in your body. Weight loss is enhanced and expedited. Just a number of things that even has been shown in some cases to help recover from the side effects of the jab. Molecular hydrogen. Hydrogen gas infused water from Holy Hydrogen. They have a customer service department. They have a payment plan. HolyHydrogen.com, promo code Doug for $100 off, ladies and gentlemen. Get the benefits of molecular hydrogen today. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where I dispense intellectual maturity as if it's coming down like manna from heaven, right here. And you, as a result, become the most intellectually mature audience in all of podcast land. So, state of affairs in America, not good. Gas prices are going to surpass $6 a gallon nationwide by August, according to JP Morgan. The average national retail price for a gallon of regular gas is projected to be $6 by the summertime. Of course, right when we all want to go on vacation, right? So on Wednesday, just this week, the national average for the first time in American history, the first time ever, the national average for a gallon of gas hit $4.56 a gallon, according to AAA. So that's up 50 cents from a month ago. It's up $1.52 from this time last year. And according to JP Morgan, again, prices could surge another 37% by August, hitting a national average of $6.20 a gallon. So due to, of course, the continual perpetuated chaos from the Communist Socialist Party purposefully doing this, driving up prices because of the you know, all they have to do is switch on the Keystone Pipeline again. All they have to do, we were energy independent prior to Administrator Biden, and immediately we're not once he takes control. Tell me that's not purposeful. It's not accidental. It's not a coincidence. So we have that to grapple with. We have a lot of stuff out there that prevents us from sometimes seeing the hope that is real, not based in kook theories about the military being in charge and Trump really running the show behind the scenes. None of that nonsense. We look at the truthful hope. So the truthful hope is always, always a residual effect, a direct effect of what we, the people, do in our lives with regards to running the government. You know that since the time of World War II, conservatives have not taken an active role in their local government, not thoroughly enough. The other side, the radical left, became activists. They got involved. They did it. And their mantras of immorality, their coalitions of immorality, permeated our society, our schools, critical race theory, pornography in the school libraries, transgenderism. It's okay to be gender neutral. It's okay to change your sex. You know, surgery and hormone therapy, you're good to go. Meanwhile, that kind of pervasive thought causes spikes in suicide, depression, teenage drug abuse, drinking, etc. Without morality, without a sound foundation in the belief of divine providence and what this country was founded on, the country goes to hell. We're going to talk to Tanya Joy Gibson later. She's in Chicago. She went to downtown Chicago. She's going to talk about becoming a state national. She's getting her new passport. Chicago is like a war zone. It's like you're on the set from that old movie Escape from New York with Kurt Russell. Remember that classic? Escape from Chicago. Homeless, graffiti, destruction from the riots. Purposeful chaos. Lori Lightfoot and her communist socialist colleagues in Chicago. And this weekend, I'll be up in Chicago supporting Bobby Payton for United States Senate. You all need to look up Bobby Payton, P-I-T-O-N, Bobby, bobbypayton.com. Follow him, support him. He's going to try to unseat Duckworth up there, Duck, the quack duck, in the Senate in Illinois, the United States Senate from the state of Illinois. General Flynn and I flying up there. My friend Ann Vandersteel will be there. Mel Kay will be there. Tanya Joy Gibson will be there to support Bobby. See, this is what conservatives do. We gather together like this to support, educate, and motivate. And again, Clay Clark's events. I want to mention this to you. Go to timetosaveamerica.com, timetosaveamerica.com, and look up his events. And you might want to also check timetofreeamerica.com. Check that out. ThriveTimeshow.com is another avenue, ThriveTimeshow.com. But you'll see the calendar of events for these upcoming tour stops. And when you use the promo code RIGHTSIDE, you'll get free invitations, free tickets to the meet and greet where you can meet me, Mel Kay, General Flynn, and many the Flyover Conservatives, another great show that's here based in Kansas City. Great couple, Stacy and Dave Whited. Make sure you use the promo code RIGHTSIDE. You'll get those the free access to the VIP meet and greet. But this is what we do. We gather together, we motivate, inspire, and the power of this, the stewardship of this republic resides with we the people. Now, the hope of all of this is that we are a covenant nation founded by God. For those of you that are loyal to this program, and you've seen me say this before, our country, our republic was inspired by God. Our founding documents inspired by God and written by men. This is true. This is not some theory. And within those documents is the mechanisms of how we run and manage and lead this republic. And it's through our involvement. We don't sit on the sidelines and wait for the military to charge in and bring President Trump back on chariots of fire back into the Oval Office. I want you to think about the divine providence of God for a moment and why President Trump's not in office. Now, I know that he, and you know, because you're the most intellectually mature audience in all of podcast land, you know that President Trump won this election in 2020. We all know it. The divine providence of God saw to it, though, that for reasons that I'll explain here, at least in my opinion, the divine providence of God sat President Trump out this time. Sorry, Mr. President, you're going to have to sit out this one. And while you're sitting out, I'm going to pull back the curtain that you started to open, sir, and reveal to your nation and your people the fraud, the deep state, the depth and the corruption, the width and breadth of the deep state, how we must combat it. Because if President Trump were in the Oval Office today, let's, you know, give yourself permission to dream for a moment. If he was in the Oval Office right now, as soon as he was beginning his first day of his second term, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, the rest of the Communist Socialist Party would have begun to work on his third impeachment. And they would have succeeded because they control both houses of Congress. And President Trump, therefore, would be out and not able to run for city dog catcher. So you see, the divine providence of God sits President Trump out for a time until he returns. Now, I've met with him twice in the last month, 30 minutes with him the first time and a few minutes the second time. He's coming back. Did he say it in so many words? No, but he says, I think you're going to be happy when I ask the question. We give ourselves permission to engage in reality. We fight for that. We get involved at our local level. We become committee men and women. We run for city alderman, mayor, sheriff. We run for school boards. We canvass our neighborhoods to write and correct the voter registration rolls in our areas. We show up and become paid election officials. This is how we won in Virginia. You want a template of how we win in the era of theft of presidential elections, Virginia, where we elected a Republican governor, lieutenant governor, and a secretary of state. Is the governor a perfect candidate? No, but I beg you, show me a perfect candidate. Some of you have been out of shape about Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania. I wanted Kathy Barnett to take that primary. Is Dr. Oz a perfect candidate? Of course not. Show me a perfect one. There is no such thing. We take steps, we accomplish what we can, we get involved. The good news and the hope of this country is that we have, for example, won seats on school boards, and we have fired by the dozens woke superintendents. Did you know that 14 states in this country have outlawed critical race theory? That's a victory. It's a huge victory, and we should cling to it. But it happens because of our involvement. There's hope. There's real, tangible hope, not based in a kook theory that's available to you. Give yourselves permission to believe it. Give yourselves permission to wean yourself off of the myths and come into the fold of reality and fight with us, join us, meet with us. I can learn from you. You can learn from me. We can learn from each other. We've got each other's backs. This is what we do as conservatives, and we see that through the adversity, challenges, and tragedies that we have faced in this nation, especially most recently with everything going on thrust upon us by the administration of fake President Biden, we know that there's blessings waiting to be born in all of this, in the nightmare that we're in, because we're waking up and we see the blessing. I've just named a few of them. Woke superintendents being fired, critical race theory being outlawed in 14 states' curriculums for schools. Just to name a couple. Virginia, the election of all those Republicans. There's hope. There's real hope. And I want you to give yourself permission to believe it, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with me. Tanya Joy Gibson up next. You don't want to miss this. State Nationals. What is it? What does it mean for you? And how to do it? We'll be right back. God bless you. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the set of The Right Side with Doug Billings, where I am now less. And less is more. Since August 1st, I'm down 62 pounds. And now here we are well after Christmas. And I want to share this with you. I feel called to share it with you. I think that we all need to be the best version of ourselves if we're going to engage in the fight to save this republic from the grips of communist socialism. And so I want to talk to you today about the right side of health. Send your name and ask for information about how I lost 62 pounds since August. Text your name to 913-428-0777. 913-428-0777. Or if you'd like, go to www.rightsidehealth.us. Rightsidehealth.us. Both will get you to the place you need to be. Look at these before and after pictures that have been up there. Unbelievable. I had to get there and before I got here. And so if you're faced with that kind of before situation, there is an after, and it's right there at the right side of health. Ladies and gentlemen, God bless you. Cheers. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the set of The Right Side with Doug Billings. Hey, COVID-19 can be prevented and treated. DrStellaMD.com. DrStellaMD, StellaMD.com. You know Dr. Stella Emanuel. She's one of the frontline doctors. She has hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, all of the vitamins, C, D, E, zinc, and all of that that you need to take. She's got her own line of those kinds of vitamins and ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. So you want to go to DrStellaMD.com. Sign up and get some of those drugs. Enter the promo code Doug. Promo code Doug gets you discounts, and you want to have some of this on hand. I've got it in my bathroom medicine cabinet on hand just in case. DrStellaMD.com. Promo code Doug, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you. Cheers. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the set of The Right Side with Doug Billings. My Pillow, Mike Lindell, one of America's foremost patriots, really one of the new founding fathers, if you will. Such a good guy, and he's done such great things for this country at sometimes the expense of his company and his employees. So I'm here to help, Mike. I want you to go to mypillow.com and take advantage of some of the deep discounts and deals they have over there. In many cases, buy one, get one free, 60 to 70% off most of their products. Use the promo code Billings. The promo code Billings, ladies and gentlemen. MyPillow.com. Head over there and help Mike Lindell, a true American patriot. Help his employees. Slippers, sheets, dog beds. I like the dog bed. I've got one for Jet, the service dog over here. He loves it. Mattress toppers. It's like having a brand new mattress at a fraction of the cost. MyPillow.com, promo code Billings, ladies and gentlemen. Do it today. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Thanks for watching us all around the planet. We appreciate you. We have had a busy week. We're back in the new studio. We're back in the saddle. Going to be bringing you new shows every day, Monday through Friday. We are back. Don't forget to go to DougBillings.us and connect with me over there, the subscription membership page. $5 a month, folks. Not that expensive. $50 for the full year if you don't like those pesky once a week, once a month reminders. $5 a month, $50 a year if you want to help support the conservative message over there. Plus, there's a store, and you can get information about our sponsors, Holy Hydrogen, EMP Shield, The Right Side of Health, and many, many others that will help make your life better. I do want to begin by talking about one company today, because we have a new inflation rate that's come out, and the stock market has absolutely plummeted today, 800 points down, thanks to Administrator Biden and the Communist Socialist Party. And you want to be able to diversify your retirement savings, because I'm telling you, folks, by the time summer hits, we're going to have a 10% inflation rate. And that means that your investments, your dollar value goes down. The thing that's resilient against inflation, against recession, is gold and silver. Gold and silver are the biblical standard for investment. When a recession hits, their value goes up and they remain constant. I want you to go to my friends at bh-pm.com, Beverly Hills Precious Metal. That's bh-pm.com, and enter The Right Side with Doug Billings on the form that asks, hey, how did you hear about us? Make sure you put in Right Side with Doug Billings and you'll get discounts over there. You don't need to be a millionaire to do this. It doesn't take very much money. Just diversify whatever you can to save yourself from the effects of a commie-socialist purposeful threat and installation of chaos with regards to inflation. That's what I wanted to say about that before we get going, because we've got to have each other's backs in this crazy time that we're in, folks. Today on the program, you really need to pay attention and follow Tanya Joy Gibson, a new up-and-coming podcaster. She lives in the commu-socialist villa of Chicago. We had a conversation on the phone the other day. She had to take a trip downtown Chicago, and it was, according to her and her words, it was like a war zone. It's like she's on the set of Escape from New York. Remember that old Kurt Russell movie? Escape from Chicago was more like it. But she's going to talk to us. And the reason she was downtown Chicago was because she was getting her passport to complete some of her initial steps to become what is called a state national. And so I want to talk with Tanya about that process, because I think most of you will find it interesting. And the things that it will reveal to you are not only, I think, fascinating, but they'll be beneficial to you, not only personally, but in your professional life as well. So having said all of that, let me bring on my very dear friend, Tanya Joy Gibson. Hi, Tanya.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. It's good to see you finally here on The Right Side.
I know, it's about time.
It's about time, damn it.
I'm just kidding.
What have I been doing? What am I thinking?
I know, just sitting around, moving. unpacking?
I mean, I had to move. We had, you know, we had talked offline. I had my mom. We laid to rest last week, and so it's been a busy time. But here I am. We're back, and here you are. More importantly,
I love it. It's great.
And so, tell us about the voyage. Okay, so State Nationals. Why don't? Because I first heard about this from my friend Ann Vandersteel. Mm-hmm. And she had talked a lot about it. She's pursuing the same thing. She's become a state national as you have. Why don't you, for the sake of our audience, kind of just give us the Reader's Digest version, the state national book for dummies, if you will. What's the highlight? What's the nuts and bolts? What does it mean? What's the process? Tell us about this.
Yeah. I mean, this is a new process for me. I feel like I'm back in school. I never honestly, other than maybe eighth grade, studied the Constitution. I've never studied U.S. code. I am learning U.S. code now. I'm studying the Declaration of Independence. And I think that ultimately, if we go back and we study what the actual Constitution and the Declaration tells us and what it gives us as far as unalienable rights, we start to learn things that are a bit different than what our government has done and what our government has been doing. So a key date to know is in 1871, the United States became a corporation. So it was the United States of America, kind of in lowercase, if you will. And then all of a sudden it became a corporation. And when you think about, let's say, a vessel, a boat, we see the boat names are all uppercase. If you look on your social security card, on your birth certificates, on any of your financial statements, your bills, they all come to you with your name in full uppercase. And that is a sign and a symbol that many of us don't know, because we haven't been taught this, that we are considered a vessel or an entity under the corporation of the United States of America. And it's not right. it's a scam. It's a twist of the law, and it's against the Constitution, basically.
And so one of the things that I've learned since talking with you about this is that you mentioned birth certificates and so forth. On the back of our birth certificate, there's a number. And apparently that number is used, and I'm going to use sophomoric language because I don't know what you know about this, but that number is, for lack of a better term, used to trade. It makes us a commodity whereby they make money or invest. And I don't know if I'm using the right terminology, but mm-hmm. we become a commodity. Is that somewhat
correct?
The truth? Okay.
Yes, correct. So actually it's considered something called a CUSIP, or CUSIP, a CUSIP number. And if you want to really freak out a little bit, there's a website you can go to, GMEI Utility. You can put in your birth certificate number. You can put in your social security number, and it will come up with all of the companies worldwide that are currently trading you as a commodity. So when I put mine in, I've done my birth certificate number, which is on the front of your birth certificate, and I've done my social security number. And I believe I found 1,800 companies just with those two CUSIP numbers. And if you've gone to the military and been given, you know, a number, if you've gone to college and been given a number, I mean, people know my story. I've been divorced, so I've got different social security cards over the years. Each one of those on the back of the social security card has another number. Those are all banking numbers, and they're all routed through the Federal Reserve and then through these trading organizations, if you will, these trading sites. And so companies around the world, and again, it's pretty in depth and I'm just learning about it, but ultimately when someone is born and they are given this social security number, they become a vessel. They become an entity. And that's when you begin to be traded. But at the same time, what they did was they actually created a trust in each of our names. And those trusts are worth millions of dollars. Now, those trusts are technically ours. However, we cannot just go and take those because we have acquiesced. So for generations, we have acquiesced, and basically we've just gone along with it because we haven't known. I mean, the Bible says people perish for lack of knowledge, and that's what we've been living under. So when I started learning about this, which was only, I want to say in January when I first started hearing about this. And a good friend we know, Vicky O'Brien, she started sharing this information. And all she did was send me some videos, about six videos. They were 2 to 2.5 hours each. And she goes, just watch them. And if you have questions, you know, let me know. So I started watching these videos. They're like seminars that David Lester Strait teaches on. And I can give you the websites, you know, for them. You can find them on YouTube. You can find them through a website called usstatenational.us. Bobby Lawrence is another man who is sounding the alarm on this. And for instance, David's been teaching these seminars, I want to say, 2 years, maybe 3 years. I could be wrong. Don't quote me on that, but not a very, very, you know, he's been doing this for 30, 40 years. This is his whole life, but he's been teaching the general public about this. In 2019, there was, I believe, 44 million U.S. state nationals. As of last year, there was 1 million. So the word is catching. The word is spreading. People are learning and understanding about this, and they're wanting to know what the heck is this about.
Okay, so wait a minute. You said there was 4 million before, but 1 million, what was the number prior?
I'm sorry, 44,000.
44,000.
Yes, okay. 44,000. And now there's a little over one. Well, as of a year ago, I believe it was around 1 million.
All right.
So those numbers are growing.
We're almost up against a break, and I want to make sure I got these websites correct. You mentioned the first one. Is it gmui.utility?
GMEI Utility. I believe .com.
Utility.com. Okay. And then we have David Lester Strait, mm-hmm. and we can get information about from in general about this from usstatenational.com, right?
.us.
.us. Thank mm-hmm. you.
And actually the GMEI, I just looked it up. It's .org. GMEIutility.org.
Got it. And Bobby Lawrence, ladies and gentlemen, will be on this program hopefully within a week or so. And I know that, Tanya, I think you're going to have him on your show as well.
I hope so.
And so forth. But ladies and gentlemen, hey, we're up against a break. We're going to come back. And if Tanya has enough time, we'll continue the conversation because I want to get into what happens when, what are the benefits of being a state national? And I mean, it can range from the simple to the profound. And so when we come back from this real short break, we'll see if Tanya has enough time to continue this very brief conversation. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, friends. Dr. Mark Sherwood here.
And I'm Dr. Michelle Sherwood.
Not everyone can make an appointment with us, but you can receive many of the same educational benefits our patients receive through our most comprehensive course, Health Secrets Exposed.
Modern healthcare, or should we say sick care, is more focused on profit than your health. And in this course, you'll discover what sick care has been keeping from you all along.
Here's a hint. You don't need more medication.
You need the simple truths in this course to unlock optimal health. Health Secrets Exposed is usually $149. Now it's just $99 with your promo code. It's time for you to learn what Big Pharma doesn't want you to know. Get access to this course now at Sherwood.tv.
Your retirement is too precious to waste. That's why I want you to get into precious metals. Diversification is key, my friends. Gold and silver, primarily. I want you to go to bh-pm.com. That's B as in boy, H as hello, -pm.com. Fill out the form there on the right side of their website for a consultation on how you can diversify your savings, your 401k plan, to save it from the chaos that the Biden administration is thrusting upon us. You can't be too careful with those funds. And gold and silver is not that difficult at all to diversify into, get involved with. Fill out the form on the right side of that website. Make sure that you tell them you found out about them from Doug Billings, the right side, bh-pm.com. Diversify with gold and silver, my friends. I do it. You should too. Cheers. Holy hydrogen, everybody. Holyhydrogen.com, promo code Doug, $100 off. Why? Molecular hydrogen gas infused water from a machine no larger than an average coffee maker, right there on your countertop in your kitchen. I use it. It helps. Diabetes, it helps. Cancer cells even been shown to be reduced by hydrogen gas. It also helps with brain fog. You have inflammation. It helps reduce the inflammation in your body. Weight loss is enhanced and expedited. Just a number of things that even has been shown in some cases to help recover from the side effects of the jab. Molecular hydrogen, hydrogen gas infused water from Holy Hydrogen. They have a customer service department. They have a payment plan. HolyHydrogen.com, promo code Doug for $100 off, ladies and gentlemen. Get the benefits of molecular hydrogen today. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where I admit that I point out the intellectual immaturity of liberals everywhere, and I do that with a lot of glee, happiness, wonder, joy, and meaning in my own personal life. Thank you very much. Today, I'm dispensing that intellectual maturity to you, and as you know, you're the most intellectually mature audience in all of podcast land. I'm doing it with the help of Tanya Joy Gibson. She has a show called Beauty for Ashes. You can find her on Rumble and various other places. I'll let her tell you where she can be found. She's an actress, a singer, former Miss Illinois, and now with one of the best and hottest new up-and-coming podcasts in the country, in my opinion, Beauty for Ashes. Make sure you follow her. So, Tanya, okay, the state nationals. We had kind of given the high-level view. What are the benefits? So why should someone, in your opinion, become a state national?
The biggest benefit to me is that it removes you from the system. So it literally takes you out of the corporation and you become a free living man or woman again, the way the Constitution was originally intended. It also provides diplomatic immunity, which we don't fully have when we're US citizens. Interesting, the word citizen literally means like a slave to the government, a slave to the city. Zen is, so anyway, we don't need to get into that, but that's the bottom line of that word. So it provides you with the opportunity. I mean, ultimately you are removed from the system. You're removed from taxation. You're removed from a lot of the
licensures from, I mean, tell me if I'm wrong, you mentioned diplomatic immunity. That means, I mean, they can't even give me a parking ticket anymore. I don't have to pay taxes. I can't be fined. I don't have to pay property tax. I mean, what the list goes on and on, right?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And now I want to make sure everybody understand this is not a fast or an easy process. You have to do the proper steps. There's a lot of conversation out there, even within the Patriot group, of people going, oh, we're going to go, we're going to claim our estate back and we're going to have all this money. You're going to get into trouble because you have everything, you know, you have to go by the law. You have to go back to what is lawful versus what is legal. And so we need to reclaim our status to begin with. That's the very first step, is we're going back and we're saying, hey, look, you took our name and you gave us this birth certificate. You registered us as part of your corporation. We didn't have the rights. We weren't fully informed. We weren't given the proper disclosures. And so therefore we are coming back and we are claiming that back. We're claiming the rights back to who we were born to be. I'm at the very beginning stages. As you mentioned earlier, I was in the city of Chicago. Horrible situation down there, getting my new passport as a U.S. As a state national. So I am legally now a state national. So I am exempt from taxes. Now there's still more things that I have to do. There are still quite a few steps I'm still going through, but I'm a free living woman, the way the Bible says and the way that God intended and the way that the Constitution was originally intended.
Okay. And so, I mean, and I've been in touch with you. Obviously, you and I have been to Mar-a-Lago. We've met with President Trump and other people, Mark Fincham, Darlene Swaffer, and others. And so I've been asking you from the peripheral about this process. So I know that this has taken a few months for you to get to this point. You have other steps to go. Can you briefly describe, first of all, everybody can go to these websites. They can look up David Lester Strait, and look up Bobby Lawrence and other places for information to follow the steps, right?
Yes. And actually, if somebody is really curious about this, if you go to the usstatenational.us website, that would be the place I would recommend. You have to pay a small thing just to be part of the group. It's very minimal, but then all of the videos are in that site and the documents that you need to go through and the the information and the details of how, because this, like I said, this is not easy. It has to be customized. It has to be personalized to you as an individual. And so it's not just a template. You've got to figure out your process and where you, you know, where you fall in line. And there's books out there. I'm in the middle of reading another book that gives more information about the land patent status and just it's very intensive. I feel like I'm back in school. It's a very intensive process.
Tell me this, Tanya, if you know the answer. So you don't have to, you know, don't have to pay taxes. You don't have to get a driver's license. You don't have to do a lot of these things that we've been conditioned and told that we have to do, right?
Right. Like this is, you know, I got my new passport card.
Yeah, what does it look like? Does it look physically, and you don't have to show us. So, but
yeah, I don't think it matters, but, it's just a card. It's, you requested, I requested it when I got my passport book, and this is now what I can use when I drive. And again, there's, if you watch the videos and you start,
wait a minute. Let's take a step back. Cause I didn't realize this part either. That show you have a card that you got when you applied for your passport, which is now what, your state national ID?
Kind of. It's connected. If they were to pull this up, they would see I am a state national.
And so you should, does it have an expiration date?
2032.
Okay. So you have to go get it renewed, but you can carry it with you in place of a driver's license.
Correct.
Really? I didn't know that. That's
so, I mean, I will probably be carrying both because this is a new process. Here's the key. This is why you have to change your status and actually understand the process. If you can't stand, okay, if I got pulled over and I don't know what I just did and I have no language to tell them, well, then how am I going to support what I've just said that I did, right? How do I say, well, I'm a state national, leave me alone. You can't do that. We're to be kind, we're to be respectful and all of that. But yes, technically, this is what I can use now to drive. And that goes, there's a lot more of a hole you can dive down to explain why that is. But ultimately, that's what I can use now to travel and to drive.
Okay. All right. So no taxes, no licenses, things like this. Okay. Now, again, a question just from my own mind, from left field, probably. What happens if I've got a 401k plan, or if I've got, you know, investments that are, you know, held in other areas, do I lose that? If I become a state national, does that get taken away? Do I get to keep that?
Similar to, you know, I've had people ask me like, well, what about Social Security? You know,
yeah, so I really need my Social Security. Right.
So from what I understand, okay, and again, I'm just at the beginning stages of this, but from my research, just because you've claimed your status back doesn't mean that the corporate person they created disappears. Okay. So you could go in and into your Social Security as the corporate person they created and say, no, I'm going to take my Social Security because I've taken my legal right back, or it's so careful. You have to be so careful with your words, right?
But ultimately, words are important.
I have reclaimed. And so instead of the government owning Tanya Joy Gibson, all caps, me as a living woman, Tanya Joy Gibson, upper lowercase, I own Tanya Joy Gibson in all caps. Does that make sense?
It makes sense.
So I can go in as that entity and say, I want my Social Security. That's how I understand it. However, there is a very large financial bonus to this at the end, once you get through all the process, where you can reclaim and get access to your minor estate that they set up. And I mean, ultimately, we're all trust fund babies. Ultimately, that's what they've created. And there are millions and millions of dollars. So if you get to that point where you've got access to that, I mean, you don't need Social Security. You know what I'm saying?
What's the ballpark time frame to get to that point?
I don't have a full answer on that just yet. That's why I'm hoping we can get Bobby Lawrence to get some clarity on that. But from what I'm understanding,
there have been people that have done it. Let me be clear. Yes, I mean, this is not a myth, ladies and gentlemen. This is not a myth.
There's a story of a woman that was in California. She never even went personally through the courses, but she watched David's videos. She did all of the steps, went through the process on her own, walked into a court, got a probate judge, said, I want all of my debt paid off with my trust. Here's all of my CUSIP numbers. She had it all put together because we all have accounts at Federal Reserve banks. That's where this all is housed. And so she said, I want all of this, you know, mortgage, car, whatever. I want them all paid for by my trust. And I want in cash right now, my check for half of what is left in the estate. And she walked out with a check of for $48 million.
Yeah. And ladies and gentlemen, just be clear, you know, me on this show, we deal in truth, logic, and verifiable evidence. This is all verifiable. You can get the steps, the documents, the videos that you need at usstatenational.us. I urge you all to go over there and do your own research. Yeah. Tanya, there's never enough time. We're at the end of the second block of time already, but I think this is a great introduction. I think it's going to cause a lot of people to be curious about this. And I'd love for you to come back as you progress through the process.
Absolutely. It's a fascinating, I wanted to have cake last night. I was so excited. I felt like, oh my gosh, yeah. I'm a free person. This is
cake and champagne. I'm free.
Cake and champagne. Absolutely.
Well, listen, I know that we're going to be up in Chicago this weekend supporting Bobby Pyton's United States Senate campaign and run. You and I will be up there. We'll be with General Flynn and others. So I look forward to seeing you this weekend. And thanks for making time to be on the show.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right, my friend. I'll see you. Ladies and gentlemen, stay with me. I'll be right back after this short break. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, friends. Dr. Michelle Sherwood here.
I'm Dr. Mark Sherwood.
Many people know about our clinic, but we also have a desire to help people who can't personally visit us, but still want to take steps towards better health.
Our 2-week health reset is a great first step and requires no video appointments or tests.
With our health reset, you will get 28 detox shakes to provide the ideal nutritional foundation, 28 supplement packs with key nutrients, and access to daily videos where we encourage you along the 2-week process.
Our health reset plan is usually $180. Now, it's just $169 with your promo code. Go to Sherwood.tv now and use the promo code on your screen to receive this exclusive offer.
Take a simple step and let us guide you on the road to feel better.
Your retirement is too precious to waste. That's why I want you to get into precious metals. Diversification is key, my friends. Gold and silver, primarily. I want you to go to bh-pm.com. That's B as in boy, H as hello, dash P-M.com. Fill out the form there on the right side of their website for a consultation on how you can diversify your savings, your 401k plan, to save it from the chaos that the Biden administration is thrusting upon us. You can't be too careful with those funds. And gold and silver is not that difficult at all to diversify into. Get involved with. Fill out the form on the right side of that website. Make sure that you tell them you found out about them from Doug Billings, the right side, bh-pm.com. Diversify with gold and silver, my friends. I do it. You should too. Cheers. Everybody, welcome to the set of The Right Side with Doug Billings, where I am now less, and less is more. Since August 1st, I'm down 62 pounds, and now here we are well after Christmas, and I want to share this with you. I feel called to share it with you. I think that we all need to be the best version of ourselves if we're going to engage in the fight to save this republic from the grips of commie socialism. And so I want to talk to you today about the right side of health. Send your name and ask for information about how I lost 62 pounds since August. Text your name to 913-428-0777. 913-428-0777. Or if you'd like, go to www.rightsidehealth.us. Rightsidehealth.us. Both will get you to the place you need to be. Look at these before and after pictures that have been up there. Unbelievable. I had to get there and before I got here. And so if you're faced with that kind of before situation, there is an after, and it's right there at the right side of health. Ladies and gentlemen, God bless you. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where we meet in determined prayer and determined patriotism. Please go to DougBillings.us, my website. Click on the membership and subscription tab over there. Subscribe to the show. Support the show. I think you can do it for $5 a month. It's very cheap. Or click the yearly option, $50 for the whole year, so you don't get those pesky monthly reminders, right? Very cheap, very inexpensive. There's a store over there. Head on over there. DougBillings.us. Please. Also, right side of health. Don't forget, hey, less is more. Since last August, I'm still down 70 pounds. I've almost reached the goal. 70 pounds. You can get that delicious coffee that you've heard about, you've seen at the tour stops. If you've seen my booth, you've tasted that coffee. You can look at the supplements, rightsidehealth.us. Head over there, or you can text your name for information to 913-428-0777. 913-428-0777. Simply say, hey, I want information about Doug's weight loss program. 70 pounds down, and you can do it. Look, we've got to be healthy. This is just another way that I try to have your back, because I know that you have mine. We meet in prayer. I thank you for your prayers this week, especially after the passing and the burial, the funeral of my mother. I appreciate all the messages. It's a good thing that we have each other. And this is what we do again as conservatives. We gather together, circle the wagons. A couple of people I want you to watch and listen for. Darlene Swaffer in Florida, running down there in Broward County, the Broward County area, the Palm Beach area, Fort Lauderdale. Make sure that you follow Darlene Swaffer, support her for Congress in Florida. Bobby Payton up in Illinois, make sure you support him. Dr. Cordy Williams in California. Mark Fincham for Secretary of State, the state of Arizona. All of those good people, good candidates for you to look up and support. But we really do hope that you go to DougBillings.us and click on that membership tab over there. Help us to continue to spread the news, the hope, the truth about this American Republic and how we are going to be fine, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely fine. You give yourself permission to believe that. You have a pack of blessings on your back. The wonder, joy, and meaning that God intends you to find and discover is there. And we have a better avenue to discover all of it because of our conservative moral values. All right. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, I'll see you again, God willing. God bless you. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.